I'm Katie Kempner, and welcome to Perspectives, which is a series of inspiring conversations with remarkable working women. And I am absolutely thrilled to be talking with Nicole Purcell, CEO of the Clios. Nicole, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Katie. Good to see you, even though you can't see me. So sorry.
Even though I can't see you, and nobody listening can see either one of us.
All right.
which is a shame, because I happen to be having a very good hair day, which
you are
not often.
You are having a great hair day. I can concur.
Thank you. You'll just have to believe it, everybody. So Nicole, you are the CEO of the Clios, and you have a phenomenal reputation. Everybody knows you. But some people might not know your career journey. So can we just jump in by talking a little bit about your career up until your time at the Clios?
Yeah. Wow. It's been a long journey. Went to college for communications just because, you know, I always think something I do have to say is it's very interesting as kids are growing up, and I see it a lot today too, that you don't know what you want to do because you don't know all the jobs that are out there. And we had a family business, and my mother stayed at home, and, you know, I had an aunt that worked somewhere, and, you know, and you see what's on TV sometimes. And at that time, way back then, doctors, lawyers, policemen, you know, and so you have no idea what to do, which I think is a big miss in the school system today. So I took communications, and I just found my way into television, actually, working camera. I did that at the beginning after I graduated for a little bit with Pix 11 and Channel 9 in New Jersey and New York. But then I started with a wonderful Armenian millionaire in New Jersey that had the company was Intercollegiate Communications. It did experiential events, marketing for big brands. And I just thought that was so interesting. I got to travel, meet amazing people. And I loved the event side. I started learning about events more and more. And the reason why I'm saying that, I feel like that's helped me become the CEO that I am today. You know, when you're doing events, you're working with clients, vendors, time management, budgets. Something's going to go wrong at every event you're at, and you have to be prepared with a solution. And it's okay, because not everyone's going to understand what went on in the audience. Mm-hmm. So that starting off point for this small agency in New Jersey that I did work for really helped me find my niche of saying, okay, I like this. And also taught me the wrong things to do, the right things to do. And after that, I worked at a couple of different like companies, always in entertainment or media, helping integrate products into films. But there was nothing that ever really captured me. And about 15 to 16 years ago, after actually, which we could talk about later, a big struggle with a business partner and a company that I got into right before that, I found this job online, which is amazing still to this day to me, that was for Prometheus Global Media, head of conferences and events, which is where I found the Clio Awards and also worked on Billboard, Hollywood Reporter, Adweek, Backstage. And that is kind of my start of how I got here. I think it was such a lucky thing that I applied for something online and hit it off really well with the head of the VP of comms and marketing, and was able to get this job that, you know, helped me grow and take over the Clios eventually.
That's amazing. So please, for anyone who doesn't know, tell us a little bit about the Clios and your role.
Okay. The Clios started in 1959, and it was the like television commercial awards, and the statue was the Clios. And I remember it from being younger. I don't know if you do, Katie, like being on TV, clip package shows and a lot of TV shows and films. Did I know what it was at first? No. I just thought it looked really cool. And they were always talking about advertising. So the Clios, what we call it, is the Oscars of the advertising world. We're looking at all global advertising and marketing campaigns, digital, social media, and awarding them. And what we say is we celebrate, we inspire, and we connect people in this community. So it is a B2B business. It is global. in the last 15 years, we've grown it so much in different industries like sports and music and entertainment, which is film, television, gaming, and health. So it is, I feel very, very lucky to even have this job, to be able to honor people for what they do for a living. And they're so proud of it. And my role, when I started, I was actually the executive director running the brand and working with these other brands that I had mentioned before, like Hollywood Reporter and Billboard. And I just maneuvered my way into running the Clio Awards that I fell in love with. At the time, the CEO of Prometheus Global Media asked me, you know, okay, Nicole, you can't run events for all of these brands. It is a lot. And I totally agreed. I was in meetings 24/7. What would you like to focus on? Even though you're still going to help me do the Billboard Music Awards and everything else, what would you like to focus on or kind of own? And I said the Clio Awards, which he was so shocked. he was, if you saw his face, it was priceless. And he's like, Nicole, it's an event once a year. And I'm like, no, it's actually a brand. And I see so much value, and the creatives that I met through it have just blown me away. I think he thought I wanted to help out in, you know, the bigger brand side from the event standpoint, but I fell in love with this brand, and it was the luckiest thing that happened to me that he was like, okay, it's yours, go for it. And today we're our own company, and I'm the CEO, and we're, you know, really growing a lot in all different industries and globally.
Well, let's talk about global. I saw this LinkedIn post of yours that you were recently in Germany. And when you travel, you try to maximize your relationship building with as many in-person meetings as you can. I think you said you had like 7 or 8
eight meetings a day. Yes.
Which is a lot.
So. It is a lot. As long as they feed me while I'm there, I'm okay.
So at the risk of, because there are no dumb questions, why do you feel it's so important to take so many meetings when you're traveling?
Number one, I mean, I want to see as many clients as I can. I think the in-person meeting with people is the most important thing. I think a lot of people in the new young generation has missed that because of COVID. Just building a relationship in person and having that connection changes so much. They actually really see, like, they see how inspired and how into I am of this brand and what they're doing in this world. And you, that doesn't translate over the phone or even virtually sometimes, I have to say. And I just think being in person and showing up is so important for anything, even personal life.
I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, having just come back from a work trip in New York where you and I got to spend time together, it was so nice to meet you finally in person. But one of the things that's tricky for people, especially if, well, I was going to say if they're not a leader and they're at different stages of their career, but I think this is really anybody. When you're out and having all these meetings at the same time, you're moving things forward in one way, but you're not getting to your day-to-day work or your emails, and it can be incredibly overwhelming. So,
How do you handle that?
Yeah.
You know what? It's interesting. Number one, the position I am today, I have the most amazing team and we keep growing that a lot of things get done without me being there, which is great. It's more of me answering and being there for the people. And I remember growing up before there were cell phones and my family would go away on trips. My father would go into the hotel room or the office there and make a call to the office. And I thought that was, it was so easy. It was so easy just to make a simple call to check on things during your vacation or if you were out on something. So I grew up with it that that was normal. And in today's world with our phones and being connected, it is so easy for me to answer an email quickly. Doesn't mean I'm doing a whole project while I'm traveling or being in big meetings back home. That is, you definitely can't do, and you're not giving enough attention to the people that you're meeting with then. So to me, I feel like today's world, it's so easy to at least answer people back. To me, communication is the most important thing in life, not just business. And to be able to make someone feel better or give them advice or, you know, let them know, okay, move forward with just an email or a text, I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think it's very easy.
No, I agree. And I love that you say that about communications because that is what I do. I've spent my whole adult life doing that. So, okay, in terms of traveling, I have questions for you because you are such a traveler. You know, what do you do about jet lag. What do you wear? I mean, when you have a day where you're meeting, you know, 8 different meetings, that's you need an outfit that takes you the whole day, you know? So like,
yes. And sometimes deodorant.
Exactly. Jet lag, what to wear, how do you keep your energy up? What is your, like, what are your top 3 tips on those kinds of things?
Yeah. When I travel, especially international, if there's an opportunity, I always try to get there the day before. You can't get there the day of and then shoot out. I think that is just, it's not helpful at all. So if you could get there the day before and get on right time, rest, I think I'm going to be honest, going for a massage when you get there and relaxing changes the game completely. Now, I can't always do that, and that's not always in the cards for everybody, but going there the day before is so important. Outfits, you know, I'm a heel wearer, which people make fun of me all the time, but they're comfortable to me. So I can wear heels all day and a comfortable pant, or depending on where I'm going, outfit that I'm layered in. So then depending how the day goes, or if then we're going, and a lot of times you're going right to dinner afterwards. So if I have a dress on and I'm layered up, then I'm going to take the layers off. So I think that makes it, you know, a little easier. And what gives me energy? I have to be honest with you. It's people give me energy. When I go to that next meeting, I get revived again because of who I'm talking to or the things that we're talking about or what they're asking us. So that gets me going. Maybe the car ride in between, I'm a little out of it and tired. I take my little rest or look at my quick emails. And then second or third, I don't even know what number I'm on at this point, but we do a lot of meetings, like breakfast meetings, lunch meetings, dinners. So you're always trying to have like a cup of coffee, and it's just, it actually is relaxing to do that. And it makes you more relaxed having a meeting with someone during the meal, which I love.
I agree with you. I love getting to see a lot of people, and it does energize you when you connect with someone who has a lot of energy and also who has maybe a little bit of a different way of thinking and can bring you a new perspective. It is incredibly energizing.
Yeah.
So we were introduced through a longtime friend of mine and former colleague and former guest of this very podcast, Suzanne Powers.
She is the best.
You know, actually, Suzanne was also having been on recently, but she was also one of my first guests ever.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Many years ago. She's amazing. And one thing I really love about her is how she understands the power of friendship. And I would say, especially female friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really lucky to have this amazing group of work friends. I think many of them that you know. And I think that's really important to have this core group of women behind you as you're coming up in your career. Can you talk about that a little bit? Do you agree with me?
Oh, yes. I actually preach about it, unfortunately. I do that in personal life and work. I think in personal life, I have my core girlfriends that are everything to me. And you need that, whether you have a partner, a family, you know, I don't care. You need them. You need them in your life. We are the same beings. And it is helpful for everything you do. For work, I've had friends inside the company a little bit as I was growing outside. And now I have to tell you, as I'm getting older, I'm even getting more. Like you said, Susanna and I have become recently even closer. And it's so important to have that. I mean, my vision is when I retire, we're all going to be living in a community together. Like, I can't understand that we wouldn't be. You need that support. And I really do feel like females understand females.
Yeah, I agree. Females understand females. So, you know, and that kind of also ties into something I wanted to ask you about, networking, because I've always thought networking can be very inauthentic, and that it's the friendships and connections that you have. Either it's, you know, best case scenario with your close girlfriends, but also just out from the people that you meet. And that's what ends up being the most helpful in a person's career. What do you think about that?
I think networking is the most important thing you could do. It's helped my career so much. But when I go into it myself, I don't look at it for business. I look at it exactly like you're saying, for connections and friendship. And if it can help me in business, great. That's wonderful. That's a plus. But to me, it's about meeting great humans and surrounding yourself with them. And in the long run, it may, you know, you might become a partner with them. They may be consulting for your business. They may be you know, building a fund with you, then, you know, so you see things come around. But to me, I don't go at networking looking at it as like, oh my God, I got to get business out of this person, or I want to connect. To me, it's about, okay, do we have a connection and can we be friends? And then the business will be great after that, if that's the case.
That makes so much sense. But let me ask you a question. So you, as the CEO of the Clios, everybody wants to talk to you. So, and you're just so fabulous. So it's but if someone's just starting out or somewhere a little bit earlier in their career, mm-hmm. and they're, let's say they go to an event, do you have any advice for how they can network in a genuine way?
To me, like, listen, I have a niece that I, and everybody's daughters or kids. And, you know, we even have people right out of college that come work for us. So number one, just getting them to events is so important. And sometimes they might not be allowed to. So if you can ask that, it's important. I also think going on meetings with your managers, whether it's at the event or at meetings, because you see how they are and you can see how they connect with people. I do think it's great to go up to people and just start a conversation. Again, not pounding sales, but start a conversation about their brand or about their company or about their business. And another thing I tell my team is social media is important. And I know a lot of people go back and forth with that about your personal life and your work life. I have one social handle for LinkedIn and for Facebook and for Instagram. I'm still not there yet with TikTok. I'm sorry, everybody. And I showcase my personal life and work. And it does meld together and people see who I am. And I can connect with them on social media or they connect with me. And if I'm, you know, if someone's visiting New York, I can see, oh my God, so-and-so is in town. Let me reach out to them through social, even if we don't know each other. So I think because the younger generation is used to that, that is definitely a helpful place to start even the networking and reach out to people if they're a little nervous in person.
I mean, I think that that's great. And it really speaks to where people are today in the world and where the world is. But you could also, what do you think if, you know, someone's more comfortable writing, then maybe it's more of a LinkedIn thing, or if they're mm-hmm. just more comfortable with pictures, it's more of an Instagram thing, right? I mean, they can.
Yeah, Instagram is wonderful for me. It's been, yes, LinkedIn too, and that's very heavy business. Instagram has been wonderful because they're seeing everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're seeing, oh, who your family is and that you do, you know, your nieces and nephews, your children. And, you know, I think that's important in business also to understand that we have lives too. So I do think the social media side is important. And like you just said, reach out on social media. That happens to me all the time. And I answer everybody.
Okay. She answers everybody. So where can
you like
find
my answer?
You?
You might not like the answer there.
Can you share your social in case people want to reach you?
Yes. My my Instagram is NicolePurcell_NYC.
Perfect. Go find her there. So I just want to ask you, this has been such a great interview. I have two questions left to ask you. Earlier, when we first started talking, you mm-hmm. mentioned that you had something, a business thing that didn't work out. And we don't have to, of course, go into any details of what.
Oh, I'm happy to talk about details and be open.
well, then can you tell us about that?
Yeah.
Only from the aspect of what did you learn or how did it feel? Or, you know, because we're talking about social media and, you know, Instagram. And it's like people make everything look like their lives are so terrific,
correct.
You know, and that's not always the case.
No, that's true. It's funny. I just put up a post the end of last week on Instagram about, you know, life is hard right now. Beginning of this year has been tough and life is hard. And it might be a great photo and everything, but there's a reason. You have to learn to laugh and, you know, and get through them, those things. So I was working for one agency and we were partnering with this fashion week in Miami. And one of the partners of it kept talking to me about a business idea. And eventually I wound up going to become his partner. And back then, I wasn't on social media. There wasn't a lot of stuff going on. It was very limited. And I went to be his partner without really doing research on him. And for 2 years, he was supposed to fund the company. I handled everything from the clients to all the events, which were a lot of runway shows, fashion shows. And he was basically a Bernie Madoff person, sociopath, that was stealing money from the business, not putting money in. And I think if I would have researched a little bit more before jumping into this, because I saw, you know, the starry, glary eyes of like, oh my God, I can right away do fashion shows with Elle Magazine, which we were doing with Russell Simmons, with all of these names back then that were big. And I was like, wow, this is great. And I have, these are great relationships for me. And I just look, I'm going to say, I was probably greedy at that young age in my, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And he took everything from me and my family money. And we could not, you know, I had to just walk away from everything. And it was only, thank God, 2 years. But also, I do believe that I guess it had to happen to me to humble me and, you know, just be a different person going into the next position. It was really, really hard because it also touched my family, which really bothered me. But, and you know what? I don't know if you've ever met a sociopath or a Bernie Madoff person, but they believe their lies and they really sit there and believe what they're telling you and can show things and can try to prove things. And in the end of the day, it's just really smoke and mirrors. And it was just, I'm grateful that it's over. I wish it never happened to anyone else. But obviously it had to happen to me for some reason.
Well, I'm sorry that that happened to you and that it touched your family. But I feel like I really appreciate you sharing that because I think it's important, especially when people hear from women that are so successful, that not everything has gone right the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can be successful without having failures. So, and be able to get through them because that's what makes you successful.
I agree. That's a great piece of advice. And to add to that, and to just sort of bring everything full circle, you have one piece of advice that has really helped you through your life and your career that you can please share with us.
So this one I'm going to say is a tough one because I don't think there is one piece of advice. And I think it's, you know, how you're treated and how you treat others. Really, like growing up again, my father, I never thought there was an issue that a woman couldn't run things. My father always told me I could. And this was in the 80s. So, you know, someone, you seeing something or seeing that this, something's possible, I think is so important for people. He also told me, which a lot of people might not agree with, that everyone is replaceable. And, you know, you could do a great job and things happen, but if the economy's bad, something's happening, companies change and move, it, you know, you might not make it there. So you have to always show your value and keep pushing yourself out there. Again, I'm going to just say social media, I think, is important for even executives to build their brand. And then I think the last one that I learned after COVID is really being empathetic to everyone and really care. I mean, I've always cared about people, but I was a more tough when I started out in work because my father groomed me that, you know, that way. And I think now it's more of the empathy and helping others in the business and outside of it as well. That really helped me.
Yeah. Well, you're a great example of all of those things. And I appreciate so much you taking the time to talk with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Katie. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening.